Hello everyone. So in this video, let us talk about some important skills that you need to have if you want to become a really good Atlassian consultant. And these skills, today I just want to talk about non-technical skills, because when it comes to consultation, of course, without any doubt, you need to be technically sound, especially if we talk about being an Atlassian consultant, being a Jira consultant, for example. You need to know various things, wonderful things that you can do for teams, for organizations, or even with the tool to solve a problem, because Jira has that capability. Jira is a tool that can be customized, Jira can be configured, and of course, there are a lot of things that you can implement, different use cases. But apart from knowing those things on the tool, like how to configure, how to customize, and of course, know various apps, which of course I talk about all the time. So technical skills is definitely very important. But when you're a consultant, there are things that you need to keep in mind. There are skills that you need to develop. And I of course want to talk about consultants, not really an administrator, because there is a difference. You will definitely get paid more as a consultant. You will be able to get a job easily, guaranteed, because there are a lot of administrators. For example, if there is a job for Jira administrator, now everyone can create a workflow, create a scheme, and there are some people who are on the technical side, a bit more on the technical side, maybe on the system admin side. They can also do upgrades, they can do perform, they can probably perform migrations, or they can do installation, for example. So those things are definitely as a whole on the admin side. But when it comes to consultation, your responsibility is much more. You are supposed to make Jira work for the teams. You're supposed to make sure that Jira can be used, or any other Atlassian tool can be used, to solve a problem. That problem could be more transparency. That problem could be to work more efficiently and effectively. And in the end, you have to deliver. So let us say if you're working for a product team, they want to, of course, make product. Are they able to deliver on time or not? Are they able to maybe make sure they are able to estimate their work, plan their work, and they are on track, or they are able to meet those targets? So that is where you as a consultant will bring your experience of not only the technical side of things, but also how teams work. So talking about some of the skills, I mean, of course, it's not really the complete comprehensive list. There are a lot of things that you need to know. But in general, I think if you are talking about, let us say, software development, so if you also have, and I'm talking about skills on top of your existing Jira admin skills, right? So if you have worked with software development teams, or if you have worked with a team where they are actually working in sprints, so you're part of the delivery team, because you need to know how software is developed. You need to know how teams run their, let us say, Scrum sessions, or basically your Scrum, basically your sprints, right? So if you have been a developer in the past, great, that will definitely add a lot of value. And of course, when you're talking to someone who is maybe a software developer, and they will probably challenge you, ask you questions, and you can challenge them. So if you know software development, you don't need to be like a proper experienced, like 10-year experience of software development. I think even if you know a little bit, or even if you know enough so that you can talk to those people, you can talk to those teams, then I think, or you can talk to them in their own language. So imagine you're a Jira administrator and people are talking about, okay, I want to develop a new feature. I want to maybe deliver this in the next, few quarters. And maybe we are following program increments. So if you don't know about these things, then it will be a bit difficult. And even if you're a consultant, your job is to make sure that you configure the Jira based on their requirements, not because, you know, okay, let us use this project, let us create a Jira software-based project, and okay, you're done. No, that is not it. You have to basically help them. You have to basically work with the teams to make sure that they are able to use the tool. And that will definitely involve being part of their Scrum calls, or maybe being part of their spring retrospective, or maybe attend their planning session when they are trying to work as a team. You can just sit with them. You don't have to like do this all the way through till the end, but you need to spend time with them in the beginning to understand how they work. And then, of course, try to understand areas where Jira can be improved so that they can probably save time, or they can have maybe that report that they're looking for, or maybe they are not really sure how Jira will translate or Jira will work with their way of working. So if you have that experience of being a software developer or working in a software development team, maybe as a Scrum lead or technical lead, it could be any role, to be honest, but you should have that experience, some experience, not really decades of experience. So I think that is definitely very important skill. And of course, I'm giving this example of software development because majority of people are using Jira for software development, some kind of software development, some kind of delivery when it comes to, you know, IT based work. The second skill, which I believe is probably the most important skill, is you should have top notch communication skills. Now, I know being a non-native English speaker, it can of course be a bit challenging, especially if you're working with a global team. And I think there is no like a definition, okay, that, you know, you if you're able to do these things, then great, your communication skills are perfect. I think it is an ongoing process. You have to, of course, you know, always re-evaluate yourself from time to time and try to improve every day if you can. Now, of course, I'm giving this example of English, but I think this is, of course, definitely equally applicable to any other language that you might be trying to use. It could be your native language, it could be your non-native language, but if you're working with a global team, I think English is definitely one language. So most likely you will require to make sure that you're able to convey your thoughts. And I think no one cares about the accent, or they should not, to be honest, but you never really know if you're working with teams. I know some people do judge you. That is a reality, right? But I think if you are confident, you may be not speaking in perfect English, totally okay. But if you are able to communicate your thoughts, and if you are able to basically talk to your teams or anyone who is supposed to work with you, then I think that is the most important aspect. And I think, of course, I mentioned that it is an ongoing process, but you should try to, just giving you some ideas. For example, I speak really fast, and that is, of course, a problem. And I speak very fast. At the same time, I also talk a lot of things that are not always relevant, but it is fine. I'm aware of it. I'm working on it. But you should know about your weaknesses. You should know about your areas where you definitely need to improve. And at the same time, if you want to improve, I would recommend you to just give yourself a lot of opportunities to talk, right? Because if you're a consultant, majority of your time will be talking to other people. And if you're not really good in communicating, then your technical skills, your skills or non-technical skills, or whatever skills you have, they are not really, you're not really able to use them properly. So that is, of course, definitely very important. And that is actually the focus of this video. Please work on your communication skills. And one thing that I wanted to mention is that if you're talking to someone, let us say you're doing a demo, right? I'll talk about demo as well, because that demo is also very important. Now, when you're talking to someone about something, if you make a mistake, let us say you're talking and you make a mistake, right? It could be a grammatical error, it could be a wrong pronunciation. Totally okay. Just stop. Don't try to justify your mistakes. It is okay. I mean, everyone is aware. I mean, to be honest, even native English speakers don't speak perfect English, right? I live in UK and I work here with people from everyone across the world. And majority of people I work with, they are, of course, native English speakers. at the same time, I don't really think no one speaks absolute flawless English. You just need to, you know, get over your mistakes. Even if you're doing a demo, if you make a mistake, it's okay. Don't feel ashamed. Just continue, just correct yourself. And maybe if you make a mistake, just stop, repeat it, and then of course correct it. Correct, like it's like, you know, you're writing something on a piece of paper that you cannot really rub with a pen. So you cross it and then you write on top of it, right? It's that simple. So you just need to, you know, carry on with whatever you're doing, because people will forgive you and nobody actually cares about that pronunciation unless you're doing it again and again, which is even fine, but try to improve it. And of course, you know, watch a lot of English movies, watch a lot of my videos where I of course make a lot of mistakes. Of course, I don't really speak perfect English, but at the same time, I think I'm able to communicate my thoughts. So I think it's an ongoing process, and do work on it, make videos, as I mentioned, give yourself a lot of opportunities. Now, talking about demos, one skill that I think is must have, of course all of these skills are must have, but again, third skill is your skill to demonstrate your knowledge. Now, if you're a consultant, people will be asking you, okay, this is great, wonderful, what you're saying makes sense, but can you show us? Now, as a technical person, someone who has been working with software teams and you know how to communicate your thoughts, you can talk, great, but are you able to demonstrate? So being able to demonstrate something effectively is also very important. And when you're doing a demo could be, okay, let me show you Tempo, let me show you EasyPI, or it could be based on what your client or that other person or team is looking for. So if someone is asking you about, okay, can you please help me with let us say EasyPI, can you show us, I want to buy EasyPI because I'm a consultant, people ask me this question, we want to make a decision about what apps we need to buy. So I tell them, okay, let me do one thing, let me show you these two apps and then make a decision. And I also give them my personal recommendation. For example, when it comes to reporting, of course I'm biased, but of course I'm not really biased because I like it. Of course I like it, but at the same time, if it comes to reporting, I think when you have an app like EasyPI, it will solve a lot of your problems. So don't use an app that will solve immediate problem or maybe your next 2 months, 3 months problems. Buy an app or use a solution that will actually work for a long time, which is easy to maintain and that will give you a lot of flexibility in future. And when you have that skill to demonstrate, that is the key that will actually set you apart. Now, talking about demo and all these things that I'm talking about is directly related to pre-sales. Now, as a consultant, I'm not really sure if you ever thought about it, but if you're a consultant, majority of your time or most of your time or at least significant amount of your time would be doing pre-sale. Now, pre-sale is not really about, okay, you know, you're selling something. It's more about the work that you do as a consultant to help clients make a decision. For example, let us say a company is interested in using advanced roadmaps. Are you able to demonstrate advanced roadmaps? Yes, great. You can give them a demo based on their requirements, based on what they want to see. That is pure pre-sale skills, and that is like one of the most important skills for an Atlassian consultant. People will look towards you to help them with making a decision about what apps, what kind of a solution they need. And pre-sale is definitely one area, and I will definitely talk about pre-sale a bit more. I will elaborate this part because when it comes to pre-sale, you will be working with sales team. You might be, whether you like it or not, but you will have to wear suits, or at least, if not suit, at least wear something a bit more formal. And I will talk about it. So I'm just trying to, you know, make these videos to help you and to give you ideas and you know, give you clues and sharing my experiences. Because if you're a consultant, you are actually playing a very crucial key role in adoption of Atlassian tools. And to be honest, these things are actually relevant for any other ecosystem, non-Atlassian ecosystem. You could be doing these things for maybe AWS. You could be doing it for maybe pure DevOps, right? Because in DevOps there are a lot of tools. So maybe you have specialty in few tools, or maybe few areas, technology. So you'll be doing roughly the same thing. But of course, my experience is mostly on Atlassian tools, and that is what I want to talk about on this channel. So do let me know if you found this video useful. See, I just said video differently. So correct yourself. It's okay. Not a big deal. Nobody cares. As long as you're audible, people are able to understand you. You are clear. There's a clarity in your voice, and that is what I do. For example, I use this mic because this mic works really well with my voice. I can't really talk really fast. Not fast, but loud. I talk a bit. There's a bass in my voice. And this mic, the way I have configured it, I can talk slowly, and I can talk because my voice is rough, harsh, and this mic works really well for me. But the same is also true when I'm on calls, or maybe if I'm sitting in a room full of people wearing a suit. So I try to, because I know my weakness or my weak point is speaking too fast. And when I speak too fast, I am not always clear. So I just try to slow down consciously. And that is, I think, you all need to do. Identify areas, these soft skills, non-technical skills that you need to work on if you want to be a consultant. Being a consultant, to be honest, is not an easy job. You will be talking to CTOs, maybe CEOs, to be honest. Yeah, that will happen. You will be talking to people who actually have the power to sign checks. It can be a bit daunting. You can be a bit nervous talking to those people. But if you're confident about your skills, so I'll probably also talk about confidence, because that is also very important. You may have all the wonderful skills, but if you're not confident, then that is also not a great thing, right? So let me know if you're liking these videos on career advice, and where I'm sharing things about how to get into this field of Atlassian consultation. All right, this video is now 17 minutes 42 seconds long. I'll probably stop, and I'll continue this video, this podcast. I'll also upload it on Anchor so that you can also listen to it. All right, that is all. That is all I wanted to talk about today. I hope you enjoyed watching this video or listening to this podcast, and you find it useful. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.